on this year's ballot that received 66.2% or more votes. At 72%, it qualified to be on the ABC agenda. And we'll use the conference ballot proposal voting process, which can take a little bit longer than a motion, in part because there's an extra step when the proposal must first be turned into a motion by you all. Please check on the process link next to Proposal 24 in your agenda to see the steps we will be going through in the next 90 minutes or so. So if you get confused or whatever, go there, and I'm going to try and explain, you know, keep explaining things, but the whole thing's written out there, as well as the proposal is linked there, and that's on your agenda, which you can find on the conference webpage, the business meeting webpage as well. Yeah, it's right there on the main page. First off, the members of the ballot prep committee, and I believe Karen S. and other members, are going to give a 3-minute presentation on ballot proposal 24. After the presentation, we will go into 20 minutes of delegate discussion of the proposal. And after this discussion, a poll is going to be taken to determine how the delegates wish to proceed with this ballot proposal. If they want to make it into a motion, initiate an in-depth study that will report to future ABC, or postpone for discussion at the next CBM, or not support the ballot proposal in any form. So, could the people who are going to do the presentation please raise their hand? And Karen has her hand raised, if she could be unmuted. Are you going to share screen, Karen? You're going to share screen? Okay. Could she be co-hosted? And anybody else? Please unmute IG56.
Do you want 3 minutes on the clock when Karen begins?
Yes. Thank you very much, Gretchen. All right. So is everybody unmuted that needs to participate, Karen?
Hey, good morning, everybody. My name is Karen. I'm a gratefully recovering adult child and honored to be here today to talk about the Ballot Prep Committee's proposal. I would like to invite the other committee members who are here to raise their hands just so that I can acknowledge you. We have Mary Jo, we have Amica, we have Tamara, we have Pam, and Sue, I believe, is also here. Kathleen is also a member of the committee, but I don't think she's here today. I want to thank you for voting this proposal onto the agenda. The need for adjustments to the ballot process has been acknowledged for a while, and we are working, the committee has been working our way through some initial adjustments as we can continue the conversation with the fellowship about how to go about this. And the adjustment before for consideration today is to change the timeline. We are suggesting to change the timeline. I'm going to go to this slide, as from what it is currently listed as starting on August 1st with the call for proposals and ending on April 3rd with results published before the ABC, to a process that begins at the ABC and ends before the end of the year. This has two advantages. For one thing, it takes the preparation of the ballot out of the end of year busyness in anticipation of the holiday and any kind of end of year other activities that volunteers might be involved in. And significantly, it gives delegates more time to consider the proposals added to the ABC agenda between publication in January and the actual ABC in May. This might also include the possibility of utilizing the January delegate meeting, which is now becoming established, for preview and pre-discussion of the proposals that have been voted onto the ABC agenda. So that is not part of the motion, but it would be a possibility that might arise if this motion is passed. I want to address one thing that this proposal does not do. It does not change the steps of the process. The steps of the process are listed in the OPPM, and right now they have a specific timeline attached to them. And what we are proposing changes the beginning point of the process, and it changes the end point of the process. But it does not change the steps between the beginning and the end point. It leaves those without any kind of deadline or timeline so that the ballot prep committee has the authority and the responsibility to adjust those in accordance with the needs of the fellowship. And with that, I will open it up for questions. Thank you so much for letting me be of service.
We don't have questions during this section. It's just a 3-minute presentation. And according to the OPPM, we have to go by that. We're just going by the OPPM, which gives 3 minutes for presentation of a proposal. And thank you for the informative presentation. All right. A reminder that once the ABC begins, in accordance with tradition two, the final word on all ballot proposals belongs to you, the delegates, not to the group that authored them. And now the delegates, you're gonna have like up to 20 minutes to discuss the general merits of proposal, and a reminder will be given when 5 minutes remain. After this discussion, a poll will be taken to determine how the delegates wish to proceed with the ballot proposal. Choices will be if you want to make it into a motion that will then have a, and then if you want that, there will be a 3-minute period to craft a motion. And we'll go through that a little bit later. Or two, if you want to initiate an in-depth study that will report to a future ABC or CBM, and time for crafting that, or three, postpone for discussion at the next CBM, or not support the ballot proposal in any form. So that's, at the end of this discussion, you're going to be given those choices. And so in this discussion, each delegate, we speak only once during this. And any delegate who spoke during the submitting group's presentation may not speak again unless called on by the conference chair to answer a question posed during the delegate discussion. The conference chair has the discretion to call on delegates out of order. This isn't so much true now, but those who have not been heard previously will be given an opportunity to speak. You'll raise your digital hands to speak. And after being called on, then you'll receive the message on the screen asking you to unmute, and then you'll have up to 1 minute to speak, and an additional 30 seconds will be given to anyone who has a speech issue or for whom English is a second language. And this needs to be requested at the beginning of speaking. After finishing speaking, you can unmute yourself, or the unmute mute will mute you, and lower your hand, or you can lower your own hand. We'll begin the discussion of the general merits of ballot proposal 24. And a section time will be 20 minutes with a 5-minute warning. So raise your hands if you wish to speak on this proposal. And I see region 5. Josh W.
Yes. Good morning. I kind of don't know where to start. So this kind of feels like a good idea, but I also feel like procedurally, I know some delegates have been indicating to me that they have some questions about this, and I don't know how those questions would get answered if we can't ask questions of the presenting group. So, I mean, the delegates can discuss amongst themselves, but if they want to request information from the presenting groups, I'm hoping what we're saying is we're not allowed to ask questions. I mean, if I'm allowed to ask questions, the question I would ask is, Karen, could you summarize in like three sentences what the fundamental intent of this is that you see it would accomplish? Thank
Okay,
you.
and you're asking that question of Karen?
Yes, I am.
Okay, yeah, this is when you ask questions. Exactly. Yes, Karen?
Well, I thought we were just told we couldn't ask questions. Okay.
No, I said that at the beginning there. You can ask questions in this is the discussion portion when they can be asked. Karen, could you answer that question?
Thank you. The intent is twofold. It is to adjust the timeline in a way that reduces the stress of ballot preparation leading up to the holidays, because that is really a lot of the work falls currently right between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So that ballots can be published in January. The other part of the proposal is that it will allow more time for delegates to consider ballots once they have been voted onto the agenda based on the ballot voting process where the whole fellowship gets to weigh in. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Karen. And now I will call on WI-164, Matt K.
Yes, welcome everyone, and thank you for your service. Two things. One is to add to this motion, I would include limiting proposals to two from a group, and also that we add a process of a rebuttal to the proposing group to the WSO analysis. Because it's been my experience over the years that the WSO analysis has been a thing of contention for the proposing group, and the proposing group has no chance to counter anything that goes out to the fellowship against that WSO analysis. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. And CT 87, Joseph C.
Yes, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. Okay. So my question to Karen is, can you better explain why the timing of ending of the whole timeline ends in December and doesn't continue into, say, January or something like that? Because the work rate concerns this recent ballot proposal timeline that 29 proposals, it took a very long time to do it. And I'm just wondering as if would it be possible to extend into January and still get the ballot proposals done in time for the ABC? I'll pass.
Thank you, Joseph. And Karen, would you like to answer that question?
Thank you. Good question, Joseph. I would like to offer for your consideration that if the ballot process, as we're proposing, ends in December, delegates will have enough time to review proposals before the January delegate meeting. If we allow it to run into January, the time for that gets much shorter, which would impact the availability of review proposals for adding to the agenda in January. Also, realistically, we wouldn't expect a lot of voting to happen over the holidays, so it might be a good idea to get it done before the holidays.
Thank you, Karen. And Web 1421, Pooja.
Thank you. English is my second language. Okay, one question that I have is, does it affect the total time that's
One second. Oh, she gets like a extra 30 seconds on this.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the question is, does it in any way affect the timeline in total or for any of the individual stages in the process? And if that is affected, then does the new, like, how does the new timeline propose that we, that process is carried out? Thank you.
Thank you, Pooja. And Karen, would you like to answer that question?
Thank you. That's also a good question. It does shorten the total timeline. If you consider it, it used to start on, it currently starts on August 1st and ends in April. It would, moving forward, start in May, right at the ABC, and end by the end of December. So I think it goes from about 8 months to about 7 months. And I think with the way the timeline falls, it might be less time intensive because it's not conflicting with other end of year obligations. And groups would have the proposals, would have the ballot by October most likely, and then have enough time leading up to the leading up to the end of year to consider their votes on the proposals. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. And next is IG 630. Stefan?
Hi, thank you. And thank you, committee, for all your hard work, Karen and the gang. My question is, this proposal is just about the timeline, right? There's not not any additions or amendments such as what Matt had suggested earlier. They're not going to be included in this proposal. It's strictly about the timeline. Am I correct?
May I answer?
Yes, and I think that's also a process question, and I think that the parliamentarian actually would rule that as something different than the main, the main thrust of the proposal. But Karen?
Answer from the perspective of the committee briefly. This proposal is strictly about the timeline. The committee would welcome additional suggestions, such as what was proposed as amendments. But as far as what Marcus was saying about the process, such adjustments would probably need to go through a future ballot process, a future ballot proposal, rather than be passed as amendments to this motion, just because of how the process works. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. And Web 0590, Patricia?
Yes. My question is, if the proposal process starts immediately after the ABC, when are the groups are supposed to gather up their proposals for the next ABC before this ABC and have them turned in by then? That sounds rather crowded to me. Thanks.
Okay. And do we have
she needs to be unmuted again?
Yes, IG 720. Jess?
Marcus, I think somebody asked a question.
Karen, you can raise your hand if you want to respond to the question versus just someone from
the House
from the ballot.
I didn't realize it was a question. I thought it was a statement.
Sorry, I'll ask after Karen speaks.
Okay.
Question was about the question was about the proposed timeline. The starting point of the proposal process of the ballot process is the call for proposals. So the call for proposals would go out at the ABC, and then groups would have a designated time frame. Currently, they have 2 months between August 1st and September 30th to come up with a first draft proposal. And so we would mirror that and give groups between 6 and 8 weeks to come up with proposals, which might actually be facilitated by the fact that the most recent ABC is still fresh in people's memory. So business items arising from the ABC might be turned into ballot proposals. Thank you.
Thank you, Karen. And IG 720. Jess?
Hey guys, I'm Jess A. from Northern New Jersey, the Inner Group. And thank you, Karen, and everybody from the meeting. And this is great so far. So my question is, I guess what you were just saying spoke to my question, Karen. I was wondering how would this affect how long the groups have to look at the ballot proposals and then vote on what they want to have put forward to be a part of the ABC. So I was wondering and I'm sorry if I missed that, what the deadline is with, how would that affect that? Would this give groups more time to look at the ballot proposals? Thanks.
And Karen?
Thank you. Also a good question, Jess. Thank you for that. Currently, groups have between mid-January and early April to review ballot proposals, and they have between mid-February and early April to vote. If delegates feel like it would make, the proposal we made does not specify the window for ballot publication and review, but if delegates would like to have that specified, I find myself wondering whether that would be a legitimate amendment to the motion within the context of procedures for this meeting. Thank you.
And I'm going to wait a little bit because OPPM does say one person per this section. So I'm going to wait a little bit here to see if there's others who have not spoken. And Web 1308, Norm.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for calling me out. Thank you, Karen, Ballot Prep Committee, for doing this. Just a quick question for you. I'm speaking for an Asian contingency, the Philippines. We're in a different time cycle as you are. I understand that you guys are in a Mary-centric time cycle. We, for instance, in Asia, we usually have, we ramp up on our service around August to around November. We're down from November to around January, late January, and we lose some of our service constituencies. So what I'd like to see is I'd like to really see this a little bit pushed forward to like November, if that's possible, because we'll get a lot more engagement. And maybe from there, maybe go into the delegates, review if that's even an option, but you won't get a lot of responsiveness from our groups anytime during the holiday season. We're very holiday heavy, the way we celebrate. And so this is not something that we can engage in terms of duty and service. I just want to send that as a service notice to the delegates. Thank you.
Thank you, Norm. And can you answer that question, Karen?
Was that a question?
Thank you. I would suggest that consideration of the timeline is very much a matter for delegate discussion. I don't think the proposal has much to say on that, but we would, of course, welcome feedback.
Thank you. And IG 648, Sully.
Thank you. I'm Zoe. I support the idea of building in more time in the process for groups to review and vote on the proposals, especially when there are a lot of proposals to look at, like this year with the 29. So that section of the timeline, I think, could be expanded, the amount of time that the groups actually have to review and vote. Thank you.
Thank you, Sally. And IN 075, Becky. Wonder if Becky's having trouble unmuting. You should get a prompt to unmute, and you would go down to your microphone, the lower left of your screen. Okay. Maybe we'll come back to Becky. All right, on section time, how much section time do we have here? Where are we at on that? Did we have anybody doing section time? Because I think.
I'm doing section time.
Okay. Oh, where were we at on that?
Well, we have now, oh, hold on, let me just double check. We've just gone into the 1 hour time limit before the end of the section. So we've done the first half hour of the 90 minutes.
As far as this section, yeah, we had 20 minutes, and I think we're past that.
Yeah, we are past, sorry,
Yeah.
I didn't have,
Yeah, I should have
all I
told you
had
to.
was the 90 minute block. Sorry. So we're 30 minutes in.
Okay. So, yeah,
We have 1 hour left.
that's our, thank you. So, yeah, and then there'll be another section here. I'll call out and let you know on this shorter section. And okay, so that's our initial discussion of ballot proposal 24. And we're now going to take a poll to identify the general direction that the conference wants to proceed in. And this poll will have the following choices, and note that abstentions are not going to count in the vote outcome. Okay, so one is going to be, I support the spirit of the ballot proposal and would like a motion to be crafted for approval at this ABC. And if this choice carries, then we'll go into crafting motion process in which delegates will have 3 minutes to author an alternative motion that accomplishes the general spirit of the ballot proposal, as well as the ballot, the proposing group will also have a chance to do that. Number two choice, I need more information and prefer a motion to be crafted to initiate an in-depth study that will report to a future ABC or CBM. And then we'll go into a crafting motion process after that to craft that type of motion. The third one would be, I would like this matter to be postponed for discussion at the next CBM. And four, I do not support that motion, the ballot proposal in any form, and abstain from voting. That's the fifth choice. Okay, so Brad, do you have the poll ready to launch?
Yep, we're ready for launch.
Okay,
What's the time
Brett, I give it
on
over
the
to you.
vote, Mark? Yep, we're going to launch it. Marcus, how long are we going to have the vote open?
Don't we usually do like 5 minutes?
I think like 3 minutes.
Okay.
2 minutes? 2 minutes, but we can do three on this one since it's the first one we're doing like this.
Yeah, and you can keep you've got an eye on how many people have voted, don't you, Brad?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't we do that then? 3 minutes. And just keep an eye on that and see, you know.
I've put three minutes on the clock and I'm starting to vote now.
Thank you.
If you don't immediately see the vote in Election Buddy, go ahead and refresh your screen. Marcin, if you could put that link in the chat for everybody again, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, and don't let's not start the time for a little bit so they got the, because I didn't do that part. So everybody see that link to Election Buddy, because you got to go into Election Buddy to do this. Okay. All right. Why don't you go ahead and start the timer?
Is there a timer that's doing this? I have it's about 3 minutes. So was it?
Yes, I am. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. I have 43 seconds, but
okay.
Started a few seconds late. So
we're going with you. We're going with you, Rich.
Okay.
Not me.
Marcus, if you need me to break the sections up, you'll need to give me additional timing instructions.
Yeah, it's going to be a new section here in a bit.
Yeah, okay, crap. Just make sure I have the time so I can reset.
And that's time.
Okay, I'm bringing up the results. Just take a few seconds here. Okay. All right, we have the results here. We had 68 votes tallied with three abstentions, so that does meet quorum. The top one, I support the spirit of the ballot proposal and would like a motion to be crafted for approval at the ABC, got 57 votes, which is 83.82%, which is above the 60%. So moving to the crafting process.
Yes, thank you, Brad. And we have quorum too in that vote. Okay, so we will now move into crafting motions. And now this is going to be to determine the actual motion to be considered. And the delegates may submit alternative language that will achieve the general direction set by the proposal. Okay, so now if initially a delegate from the group that drafted the proposal may submit a written motion. And what we're going to do with these motions is you're going to be putting them in chat and to the secretary. And I think that's going to be Trish. Are you on here, Trish? Either Trish or Karen. Okay, there. And Karen. So you'll be submitting them in chat to Karen. Karen O, secretary. Now, do the drafters of the proposal and do the you have a proposal motion in relationship to the proposal? Okay. All right then. All right. So now we will have a section time of 3 minutes, and during this section, we'll have 3 minutes of quiet reflection, after which the delegates are then invited to submit alternative notions that accomplish the general spirit of the ballot proposal. Not any major changes, the general direction. And so if we can have a section time of 3 minutes right now, and and so go ahead and start that timer. And if you do have a motion, you need to have it in the form so you can get it in chat and chat it to I think probably Trish. She's has her hand up there, so the co-secretary. And that'll be after this 3 minutes of silent reflection. That point, we will have 10 minutes in which we'll submit any alternative motions.
And I think Trish has her hand raised.
Yes, Trish.
Yes, Marcus, I just wanted to ask if they could send it to both me and to also the co-secretary, to both of us, because we're going to be alternating. Is that possible?
Yeah. So,
Both
so go
me
ahead.
and Karen.
Okay, so yeah, the secretary and co-secretary. So, yeah, go ahead and when you
Thank
do
you.
do that, copy and paste it to, you'll have to do a meet. Well, actually, you might be able, I can't remember. I think in this thing you can do
You can send to
multiple.
both people. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to go up on your upper part of your chat and do it there. And you can search for a person in chat too.
I have a technical question on behalf of the ballot prep committee. I am actually not registered as a delegate for this year's ABC. Can I submit the proposal as the committee motion, or does a delegate on the committee need to do that?
No, the anybody from the proposing group can do that.
All right. And I send it to Trish and Karen O.
Yes. Yeah, and you can do that now because that's given at the beginning. Okay. And thank you. That's the end of our time for silent reflection. And now, soon delegates will be invited to submit your alternative motions that accomplish the general spirit of the ballot proposal. If you have a motion, raise your hand to be called on. 10 minutes will be allocated for this time. So this section time should be 10 minutes. And we will need a 3-minute warning before the end of the 10 minutes. At the end of the 10 minutes, the last person with their hand raised in the queue will be noted, and then no further delegates will submit motions after that 10 minutes. And all the delegates with raised hands by the end of the 10 minutes will be called on.
One sec. I'm sorry. What time would you like for each of the speakers at this moment?
Oh, it'll still be the throughout. It's going to be 1 minute per per speaker with a 30-second if they have
process question from the parliamentarian. Has the group's motion been captured in writing anywhere?
I think it's been sent to the secretaries.
Okay, very good. Thanks.
And then they're gonna screen share them all.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Let's see. And okay. So yeah. Okay. You know, and I'll have the ability to call on delegates that haven't been heard from, you know, out of order. But and after each, okay, so now this, after each alternative motion is submitted, the parliamentarian is going to assess if the motion accomplishes the general spirit of the ballot proposal before it's going to be put to the ballot, basically. And this period is only for submitting motions only, not for discussion or questions. And are there any questions in particular about the process? I don't think Joseph had his hand up before them. Is yours about Are either of the hands raised about the process? Okay. And Karen, what? Yes, Karen.
I see that my question was answered. I raised my hand to make sure that the initial motion from the ballot prep committee is included. I was having some technical problems with the chat. Thank you.
Sure. Okay. So we'll now go into the 10-minute motion submittal process. And so can I get the 10 minutes? All right. Oops. And Joseph, CT87, Joseph?
Yes, hi. Thank you, Marcus. Am I correct that this is the time for myself as a delegate to submit an alternative motion?
Yes.
All right. I do have
So.
one. I tried to send it to Trish. Hope she's got it. But the motion would be pretty much the same as the other one, the committee's one, but we move to adjust the timeline for the ballot process. You know, the 2027-28 ballot season. Call for proposals will be issued at the annual business conference. Publication of voting results shall occur no later than the end of the ballot year. But the change is the ballot prep committee shall be authorized to adjust the timeline between start and finish of the process to meet the needs of the fellowship, including greater time for groups, et cetera, to consider the proposals if a large number of them are suggested. So it's
Okay,
the
did
same
you get?
proposal, but
Marcus, I did not receive that what Joseph just said. I only one I received is this one from Charity S. So Joseph,
I'll try again.
try to send it to me or Karen again, please.
And did you catch that, Charlie? What he proposed, or do we want to? Why don't we stop the 10-minute timer right now? Charlie, did you get that proposal? Right, there we go. Okay. And we can go ahead and start the timer again. So, Charlie, does this accomplish the general sense of the original motion, original proposal? Option A, Joseph. Have you got that, Charlie?
I give a learned opinion on muted seams. The difference I noticed that the difference I noticed is that last phrasing about to adjust the timeline, or rather, the difference I noticed is to, you know, that allowing greater time for groups, etc., to consider. I believe that all remains within the general spirit of what the proposing group is trying to accomplish.
Okay, thank you,
So
Charlie.
bottom line is a yes.
And then on, I think you actually also need to look at the original motion from the proposing group as well as that
I
it.
have looked at that, and I would definitely concur that that meets the standards.
Okay, great. Thank you. And then I see that a web 27207. Charity, would you raise your hand? Are you submitting a motion? Yes, Charity.
I meant to add the last sentence. I missed the last sentence.
to the motion.
So you're saying you need to add some more to the motion?
Yeah, like I move that we adjust the time for the ballot process beginning with 2027 and 2028 ballot season for proposals. Yeah.
Is this it, then?
Yeah. I'm going to mute myself. I have background noise.
Okay. So, and parliamentarian will take a look at that.
Yeah, we're still good.
Okay, great.
I mean, I will say I find the very similar, but again, that'll get resolved during the polling process.
Okay. Any more proposals? If you have one, any more motions, I mean. If you have one, raise your hand. Or put it in chat to the secretary and co-secretary.
Okay, may I ask a technical question?
Of course.
With the additional edit language that got dropped in, is there a difference, charity of substance, between what you put down here and option A? Because if not, I would suggest allowing just the one option to cover it. You could actually split votes by having two very similar things together.
We could just combine it.
Well, can you tell me what exactly is different about yours than option A?
They look the same.
Yeah. Could I ask you then just to clarify for the conference that if you were to withdraw yours then and let option A sort of cover the kind of idea you're trying to communicate here?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much. So option B will be withdrawn. It qualifies in and of itself.
7 minutes.
It's being withdrawn because of duplication.
Okay. Thank you, Charlie. And Charity. Okay. Any other motions? Okay. And we still have a few minutes on this section for submittal of motions, but I think if we don't have any more very soon, I think we will go ahead and move to the discussing these. Okay. Yeah, I don't see any more. And if anybody has one in process, please raise your hand now. But otherwise, we're going to go ahead and move to the next section, which will be discussing these. Okay. So, yeah. So we'll end this section then. And yes, does Trish, do you have... Have something to say?
No, I had just raised my hand so people could easily find myself and Karen if they wanted to chat a motion. That's nothing.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, so yeah, we're gonna go ahead and close out this section. Then now we'll go on into discussing and selecting a single preferred motion. Yeah, all these motions. So these are the two motions, and we'll keep these on the screen so we know what we're discussing here. And this next section of discussion will be discussing the merits of the motions for a total of up to 15 minutes. And a time warning on this will be given at 5 minutes. So that's for the section timer.
So and 15 minutes, Marcus, that you want. Right.
Yeah, it's 15 minutes with a 5-minute warning, but we're not going to start quite yet. And I'm, going to explain the polling, after we do this discussion, but it's basically just going to be, voting on these various these two motions. So now delegates who wish to discuss the two motions, and if we could have those two motions back up on the screen, that would be good. The two that are submitted, because that's really, we need to know what those are. And so now we'll have discussion. People raise their hands that would like to discuss this. And now the section time can start for 15 minutes with the 5 minute warning. So, any delegates? We'll enter into the discussion of these. And Gretchen. Oh, IG44, Gretchen. You're muted.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that I believe one of those two was withdrawn, so it is only one that we are discussing. I could be wrong, but that was my take on it. So thank you.
Yeah, it's this, it is it's that number one and option A.
Okay, gotcha.
Thank you. Okay, IG720, Jess A. Oops, lower your hand. I don't know if we're going to be able to find you. Could you re-raise your hand, Jess? There you go. IG720, Jess A.
Thank you. Thanks for calling on me. I was wondering if it's possible and totally okay if not for us to be able to see the slides that were presented. Is there a link to those that we would be able to look at? It seemed to me they were different than what was what's been shared with us in the materials that we had presented to us before we got together.
Good question. I don't have a link to it, but maybe Karen, do you have a link that you could drop into chat on that? Do you have it like in a Google Doc or something where
I sent the link to Trish. If she can share it with everyone, I don't think I'm able to drop a chat message to everyone.
Great. Okay, thank you. Yeah, Trish, could you put that in the chat, general chat, a link to the
Marcus, I have a question. Should I include the original motion, as or the motion from the should the motion from the proposing group that Karen just sent be an alternative motion, or do I post the original motion from the group? Does that make sense?
These, yeah, just these two.
Not the original one that was
Correct,
in the
correct,
PowerPoint. Okay.
correct. It's kind of like this process is a little bit complicated, but it's like that the proposal isn't really actually a motion, and we then create a motion out of that proposal and then vote on that motion. Okay, thank you. And IG70, Erica.
Yes, thank you. Just a quick question regarding I think option the motion from the proposing group and the alternative motion option A. talks about adjusting the timeline between start and finish of the ballot process to meet the needs of the fellowship. And my question is, how would we determine that it's meeting the needs of the fellowship? I guess that would be my question, either from the group who proposed option A or from the motion from proposing group. So for example, and I'm sorry, but I'm just trying to, you know, think about it. But in option A, it's stating that if we have a large, greater, kind of adds the fact that if we have a large number of ballots to consider, or and all of that, or for groups to have additional time to review it in those instances. So what are the parameters, I guess I'm saying, how would we determine whether or not the fellowship at large requires an adjustment of the timeline to inform the ballot prep committee's decision to adjust said timeline? And thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure whether, I guess, Karen, I guess you could, if you feel you can answer that,
I can respond to that real quickly. As the ABC determined last year, any changes to the ballot process require approval by the conference. And so if there is a motion before the conference about what the needs of the fellowship are, the ballot prep committee will, of course, honor any such motion passed by the conference.
Okay, thank you, Karen. And Web 14-2062-1462, Katarina.
Yeah, hi. It might be the wrong part to discuss this, but I was wondering if it was possible to amend any of these suggestions to make it so that the start of the process is at least 4 weeks after the ABC, so that the attending delegates have a chance to report to their respective business meetings.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, that we don't do like this amendment thing. The thing would have been to put that in the crafting motion section. That's when you kind of do like amendments, but you just craft a motion that contains that, so that wouldn't be we can't amend at this point for the OPPM process. And thank you. Web 766
Hi, thank you so much for everyone's service. I just want to make a comment that I support the motion put forward by the proposing group. It feels in line with what was proposed in the call for proposals and all the other details. I know there's a lot of things that I would like to, along with my group, like to change about the voting process, but this feels like the first step, and it seems like the cleanest version or expression of what was originally proposed. That's it. Thank you so much for letting me share. Pass.
Thank you, Dee. And Web 0907, Alaska.
Thank you for the service. My name is Alaska Adult Children. Both of them say that beginning with the 2027-2028 ballot season, the call for proposals will be issued at the ABC. So that does that mean that there will be no ballot proposals for the 2027 ABC?
Okay. Karen, do you want? I don't think that's the case, but Karen, I can ask you to unmute.
Yes, thank you. Good question, Alaska. We had that conversation in the committee, actually, and we did not want to anticipate either the ballot voting or the delegate decision on this. So the plan is to proceed with the ballot process as outlined in the OPPM for the upcoming year, and then starting for the 2028 ABC, we would follow, if this were adopted, we would follow the new process. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And IL 172, Veronica?
Hi, good morning. Thank you all for your service. I support the motion from the proposing group and have a question. When would the ballot prep committee announce the adjusted timeline, and would the fellowship then have a chance to voice our opinion and our needs, and that timeline be adjusted as necessary? Thank you.
Karen, would you like to answer that?
Sorry, I tried to unmute myself and I switched screens for some reason. So this depends on whether this motion is adopted following the ABC procedure. And essentially, I think if it were to be adopted, the option exists for groups to submit ballot proposals regarding their suggestions for the timeline, which could then be considered at the 2027 ABC. And as I said earlier, that would be following until next year. We'll be following the existing process. The new process would not go into effect until we're preparing for the 2028 ABC. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Karen. And CT87, Joseph?
Yes, hi, thank you, Marcus. May I respond as the proposer of option A to the earlier question about what criteria would the ballot committee would use to adjust timelines and stuff like that? May I do that?
Yes.
Okay. So my response to that would be, I think that my proposal, I appreciate that suggestion. My proposal does attempt to suggest a criteria that would be taken into consideration, such as needs to wait a time for groups. I actually appreciate the suggestors that maybe more criteria would need to be included, but that was my thought, is that this doesn't include any other considerations, but it does attention to the greater time for groups in the proposal would be something that would trigger the ballot committee to adjust the timeline. I hope that answers the question.
Thank you, Joseph. And I got my pictures, my video shut off because I'm having some data problems. So, Webb 0590, Patricia?
Yes, just a quick clarification. It sounds like from the motion here that the ballot prep committee basically still sets all the specific intervals of the timeline, like when's the deadline for the ballot proposal, how long people have to, you know, how they set up their town halls, how everything goes in that in-between timeline with all those intervals would be set by the ballot proposal committee. And I still wonder specifically how they would consider the needs of the fellowship, other than the fellowship groups, you know, the groups contacting the BPC chair and saying, we're having a problem with this or that. But it seems like most of that stuff has to be set up pretty much ahead of time so that the fellowship has a chance to respond as they need to on the voting and that sort of thing. Thanks. I support the proposal, but I just am saying that's the clarification.
Sorry, 1 minute left in the section now.
Okay, and now I didn't hear a specific question in that, so I will call on TX131, Denise.
There we go.
There we go.
Yes, I guess I don't necessarily have a question, but I just think this makes sense. I think it's brilliant to allow the ballot proposal committee more time and then the flexibility, which is really what they need, and to set things depending on the number of proposals, etc., that are coming through. And I love the idea that it gives delegates more time, and especially the idea to be able to talk about these at this CDM, CBM, I get it mixed up. So this just seems like a great step forward. And as Karen said, pass, thank you.
That's section time. I think you've section got a little bit time. More. Go ahead. Keep going. You can finish out your. You had a little bit more on your time.
Yeah, that her clarification of like, well, if we need more changes or alt, we can submit them. So this just seems like a win-win, a big step forward for us. And I'll pass with that.
Thank you, Denise. And Carmen.
Yeah, so there is an appeal to the parliamentarian ruling. Bradford, if I can get you to raise your hand, I will read it and then we can go through the process. So the chair declared that the vote on ballot proposal 24. Oh, no, that's not it. Okay, let me try this again. One second. Okay,
and
the two proposals.
I mean, I think the appeals need to. Did this occur like immediately after?
It did.
The ruling was sent in? Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. The two proposals, original and option by Joseph, are not materially different. Joseph just put in an example, an option of A, and why they might change it. I think Joseph's option should be removed.
Okay. So it's actually the parliamentarians calling this. So
if I may speak.
Yes, please.
Because it will be the chair's call. They've appealed my ruling. I'm not really sure. I mean, if something is identical, we took action with that. I had observed that the difference is the last phrasing, but actually alternative motions historically have had relatively fine differences between the two. So from my perspective, the standard of did it meet the general purpose, it did. And really, if it meets that standard, in my opinion, the decision is just up to the conference as to which of two similar variations they prefer.
Okay. And then the delegate that made the in opposition, I think, is Brad. You'll have 90 seconds.
Yeah, the reason I think this should be removed is simply that Joseph's option A gives an example, and there could be any examples that go in the original motion. So therefore, if you vote for number one the outcome is the same, or if you vote for number two, the outcome is the same. They just provided an example of why they may need to change it. When we have things that aren't materially different, the vote will split. And it, to me, it's just the time can be used better if we just have the one motion, if there's not going to be any difference in the outcome for the winner. So that's why I'm suggesting that the new one be removed.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. And so we'll now do a raised hand poll of the delegates to determine whether the decision of the chair or the parliamentarian shall be overruled. Okay, so in this vote, so all those in favor of all those in favor of overruling the parliamentarian's decision to include both of these in the vote, all those opposed to that decision to have the two motions in the vote that we're going to take, please raise your hand, those opposed to that.
Can you just say that one more time?
Yes, those opposed to the parliamentarian's ruling that both of these motions should be included in the poll that we are going to take. We're going to take a poll here in just a little bit. And and that was the ruling that's being challenged. So all those that do not feel that is correct, raise your digital hand, and it looks like we have 33 that feel the parliamentarian's ruling that we should include both of these in the poll. Okay, so that's 33 in favor of the opposing the chair's ruling, or in favor of the appeal. Okay, and all those who are in favor of the appeal, in favor of including both, I'm sorry, all those in favor of the parliamentarian's ruling to include both of these, please raise your hand. So if you're in favor of including both of these in the poll that we're going to take, raise your hand. Okay, and it looks like we have 15, and okay, now 15, figure out this. All right, what did we had 33 before, is that right?
Correct.
That is 48.
So that meets the threshold, it's 69%.
69%?
60, you know what, sorry, let me just be really, 68.75%.
Okay, so then the appeal carries, and we will only have motion one in the poll.
Motion one plus I oppose any motion. Yes.
Marcus, we have only 10 minutes left in this section now.
Okay, thank you. All right, so now we're gonna can you prepare the poll, and the poll will be in favor of the motion, do not support the motion, do not support the motion, and I abstain. I think those are the three choices. Is that correct, I believe?
Yes, and I've got them on screen for you.
Okay. And why don't we go ahead and just give 2 minutes on this one?
Okay, one for me to start it.
Yeah, whenever you're ready to launch, and then we'll go section time, just do 2 minutes on this.
The vote is started. Again, if you don't see it on your
And just let us know when you launch it.
yeah, the vote is started.
And can you put the link into the chat? For election, buddy. How does it look on a polling? Brad is pretty much finished out. Okay, great. So then go ahead and
Closing it up.
if you can share the results on that.
Okay, just be a few seconds. Okay. And I'm sharing my screen. All right, we had 63 votes tallied with two abstentions. The original motion got 60 votes, 95.24%. So that can carry to worldwide online voting.
Great. All right. So yeah, that, and this is a reminder to everybody. And that this is the first vote taken, but this kind of like doesn't really count in a way. You, all the delegates need to vote in online voting. Doesn't matter if you voted today. You got to go to online voting. And I think that is now going to be available almost immediately at the end of today's business. And so it's important that you go do that as well. Is this vote here? And yeah, that concludes our processing in ballot proposal 24. Thank you all for doing that. And our next order of business.